Anyway, Rav Shachter has a piece in his Sefer Nefesh HaRab in which he describes aspects of Rav Soloveitchik's personality. I think there's a lot to learn from it. I thought I would go over a little bit. So he says, first he begins with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. It says that Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, Masara li Yeshua, Shulis Kenei, Moshe received the Torah from Har Sinai, gave it over to Yeshua, Yeshua to the elders. So from the Mishnah he says we learn a number of important important concepts. The first is that everybody needs to have a Rebbe who gives them over the Torah. And without subordinating oneself to a Rav, to a Rebbe, so he can't be matzliach in his learning. In other words, it's really a big problem today. People have the idea, like they'll press the button on the computer or whatever to get the answers for things, but Torah is a very different situation. You really need to have a Rav to guide you and to subordinate yourself to somebody. In other words, in order to get Torah, you need to subordinate yourself to someone. And the second idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu had to give over the Torah to later generations, and it's an Isur Chamor to hold back one's Torah. Everybody needs to give over the whole Torah. And I'm not doing every piece here, but he quotes a piece which he thinks he heard from Rav Gifter. He says the difference between Yerusha and Morasha. Yerusha and Morasha. Yerusha, he says, is something, a person inherits something, he could do with it as whatever he wants. He's got balas over it. I can enjoy it, I could destroy it, I give it away, I do whatever I want with the Yerusha. Morasha is something that I have to give over. He says the difference between inheritance and heritage. Yerusha is an inheritance, but Morasha is a heritage. So the Torah is a Morasha. The Torah is a heritage, has to be given over. There's a piece that he relates to this week's Parshat Shavua. He says the Rav got the Torah, the Hashkafa from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who received it from his father, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and from the other Gedolim of that generation. So the Rav was always kafup, always subordinated to his Rebbeim and everything. And the Rav said, "Bederek Drush on Machloket Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu." This week, obviously, we lay in Parshat Korach, and there's a famous Chazal, I'm sure you all know it, that Korach came and he dressed all of his cohorts with talesim that were, kulan tchelet, and he says, does this require a blue thread on it, the tzitzis? And he says, yeah, this is ridiculous. And then he says, bayit malei svarim, the house filled with sifrei Torah is requiring mezuzah. He says, yes. So Korach says, ridiculous. So, I mean, there's more to explain. It relates, obviously, yesterday's Parsha ends with the Parsha of Tzitzis, and then Korach is the next thing. That's how Tzitzis connects into it. So, and again, Rabbeinu Bachya says that the blue thread represents the leadership, but the Rav said that the white represents clarity. In other words, those things that you're clear in life, that's the white. That's the halacha psuka. Blue is the part that I'm not clear on. Blue is like the kisei hakavod. In other words, it's like the sky and God's throne. In other words, I can't comprehend it. I can't take it all in. I don't fully take it all in. Those are the things that I don't fully understand. So he says that's the way life is. You have white and you have blue. So if a person thinks he knows everything, everything is white. That's the tain of Korach. We don't need a blue. We're white. We have the whole Torah. We're good to go. But the answer is, there's always blue, and you always need a Rebbe to guide you through with the things that you're not clear on in life. And if the Rebbe's not around, then a person has to say, what would my Rebbe have said if he were there? What would my Rebbe have said? And he says how the Rav, frequently he'd be learning, he says he only remembers once in all the years, and Rav Shechter studied for many years with the Rav, so he says he remembered once, he says they were doing the sugya at the end of Pesachim about whether everybody's sleeping or only some people sleeping, like with the Afikomen, and the Rav said that he wanted to say he feels it's not the derech of his father. Now, the pshat that he wanted to say, he felt wasn't the pshat of his father. And he said if his father was present, he would give him like a patch. He says, Volter Mirki given a patch. He'd give me like a slap on the face if he would hear me doing this. And he says in the footnote, he says he heard something similar from Rabbi Heshi Billet, who's retiring now from the Young Israel Woodmere, that when he learned Masechet Nazir in Boston, where Billet did in the summer, and he was Oseikin Tosfos there, also, the Rav said a number of times that he didn't think that Derek was like his father would do it, but otherwise he would always try to do it the way the Derek that he received from his Rebbeim. So it's really a Musar Haskel, oftentimes we speak about halachot here in the shul, we don't speak about hashkafot as often, I don't think. But the idea of hashkafa, in other words, like the principles that a person should have a Rebbe, it sounds so simple, but it's really detached from a lot of people's lives. Just because I belong to a shul doesn't mean I have a Rav. I mean, we're happy we have a Rav here, but I'm saying each individual who pays membership does not mean he has a Rav just because he's a member of a shul. To have a Rav is somebody who guides you in life. You go to him for shilas, and you take guidance from him. So just like the fact you belong to a shul doesn't mean you have a Rav, doesn't mean you have a Rav in life. Everybody should have a Rav that they go to. If you don't have a Rav, then something's not quite right with your Torah. And it's important to have that. And the idea of today in America, like everybody's just like, I'll press the button, I'll type up the question on the computer, the answer, that's it. And that's not the Derech HaTorah. And that's what the Rav Schechter, I think, is saying over here. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts?